for doing this. What a wonderful story. In fact, we have a local vet that's always on our morning news program. He's on once a week, and he's going to help me out with this as well for this segment. And he's just such a huge believer in pets being able to help heal and detect things. And so it should be a really wonderful piece.
Oh, great.
Well, tell us a little bit about, first of all, tell us about your story and how you came across Buster and where'd he come from and all that good stuff.
Well, I found this dog at the animal shelter, essentially saved his life. I was just looking for a companion for my other dog because she was alone. Her puppy had died, and I was already in mourning. I didn't want to get attached to another dog. But I fell in love with this dog, and several years later, I fell off my horse and broke 5 bones. A year after the bones healed, I developed severe post-traumatic stress disorder. And Buster helped me get back into life. He became my service dog and was allowed to go into airports with me, go on airplanes with me, go in public places with me, places I would have been too terrified to go without him because of this PTSD that I was lucky I found out I had.
How'd you find out that you had it?
I was very attached to Buster, loved having him with me all the time. I met a woman who had a service dog and wasn't blind. Most people think you have to be blind to have a dog with you. And I asked her about it. And she, like so many people, was reluctant. People approach him, man, whatever. No, go away. And eventually she did talk to me more about it and let me know more about it and gave me her file. And I was looking at all the things people have a service dog for, that aren't obvious. Now, I would never violate the ADA laws. In conscience, they're there to protect people who need them in order to function in life. But the imp in me was looking at the list. People need dogs for epilepsy, for seizures, for severe depression. I'm going down the list, and there's post-traumatic stress disorder, and I read the symptoms, and my jaw dropped. It was, oh, my God, I have this.
And what were some of the symptoms?
For me, at that time, before it became so severe, was extreme irritability, first of all. But I was under a lot of stress, so I didn't think twice about that. It was aversion to being touched. My husband would walk in the room, I'd scream, just a fear of being touched. Emotional withdrawal, very, very uptight. Hyper-awareness, what's that? What's that noise? What does she want? When I was in the car driving and a car would come from another direction, towards the stop next, I'd flinch. It was just, and I didn't know what I had. I had no idea. If it wasn't for Buster, I would not have discovered there was a disease called PTSD.
Well, how did Buster help you?
Well, it was through him that, of course, I found out what I had. And then when I got to the point where I started literally screaming when somebody would approach me in public, that's when I knew this disease had crossed the line into being a disability. Because I was afraid to go out of the house. I was afraid to go anywhere. And Buster, I took to him for evaluation with a trainer in New York. And he was already doing pretty much what I needed because he'd been with me so much. He would stand between me and other people. He would just very subtly put his body there. If I was in a store or something, all stores are built so when you go to the counter, half the world's walking behind you, making noise, rattling, and Buster would stand behind me and tug at my leash when somebody would approach us and let me know somebody was back there. He would go through doors in front of me just to, check things out, make sure I was safe. Of course, he'd be on his leash, so he wasn't that far in front of me. Just having him with me made me feel a lot more secure. People with canes don't always use their cane, but they know they have it. In the law, a service dog is a medical option for anyone with a disability. And for a mental disability, just the fact that they make you feel better in the sense that they make you feel confident to go and start living a normal life is enough reason to have one. There were a few occasions when I started getting upset, and Buster would stand up, put his paws on top of my shoulders to say to me, essentially, calm down, it's okay, I'm here.
And he was not trained for any of this, correct?
No, he was not.
I mean, this was just his instinct as your pet.
It was. When we went to the trainer, I learned a lot of leash techniques you know, things, you know, when the leash is caught, to do this and do that, or when my hands are full and the leash is caught around his foot, how to deal with that. I write about it and let Buster lead. But mostly what I learned was things I needed to be able to say when I was approached by people, because I would panic when at confrontation. So when somebody would confront me in, say, a store or something, place of business about having my dog, I was equipped with how to handle it and what to say.
Wow, just absolutely fascinating. What else would people be surprised to know about how this dog helped you heal? What would people say, wow, I never knew that, because a lot of people, if you don't have a pet, you don't get it. And, you know, I always say that because I have cats. I want to get a dog when my kids go off to college. But, I mean, you really don't understand the benefits and how they make you feel. But what is something that would just really surprise listeners and say, wow, I didn't know that was even possible?
Well, when I literally had PTSD so bad, I asked my husband for a divorce. I couldn't stand having him around me. But I didn't realize I couldn't stand having anybody around me because I just wasn't going out and being around people. I almost ruined a fantastic life because I had PTSD and I didn't know it. And I encourage people to go to my website and read my book, Let Buster Lead, to see what those symptoms are, because I don't want other people to have it. We all suffer traumas, the death of a child, a divorce, a sudden illness, children seeing abuse in their families. These are all, like me, an accident. These are things that happen to people. And, of course, the big obvious things, the fires in Southern California, the tragedy at Virginia Tech, people witnessing going through those, of course that's trauma. But for Buster, I really almost destroyed my life. My psychotherapist said to me, you know, it's a really good thing you had Buster because you might have looked for somebody else. You might have looked for another man, another companion. You might have looked for love somewhere else. But I didn't need to because I had this unconditional love in this dog who at that time was the love of my life.
And how are you now? How do you feel now about everything? How do you feel about, and how's Buster?
I was able to go through all sorts of different therapies for PTSD. PTSD is very easy to treat. I want people to know that. They can find treatment options on my website. Or Sidran.org is a national organization that helps people with PTSD. And so I did get lots of treatment because I knew what I had. And Buster was 14 and a half when he died.
Oh, okay.
He stayed alive until I got well. When I knew I was well, I was finally aware that I was well and I was going to be able to function, Buster stayed alive until then.
Now, was that a difficult thing for you to deal with, knowing that your dog had helped you through so much? Was that traumatic as well?
Oh, it was horrible. That's why I started writing the book, because he was diagnosed with, vets here, he had a cancerous tumor, and there was nothing that could be done. I mean, other than, you know, operate on him and having him die on the table, I didn't want to put him through that. And he was 14 and a half. So I was just devastated. I the only thing I could do to keep myself from screaming and crying all day was to write about him, to try to keep him alive. I started with our first moment in the pound and all the wonderful stories about him as a puppy and him chasing my cat and him and my cat becoming best friends. I wrote down every story about him I could remember to keep him alive, and that's how the book evolved.
Wonderful story. Thank you so much for your time. Absolutely wonderful.
Oh, thank you, Shelley.
And best of luck to you. Thank you again.
You
and
too.
We'll let everybody know how important that is and how important pets are as well, and also getting help for things that, you know, obviously are out of your control. And it just, again, just a wonderful story.
Thank you for talking about Let Buster Lead.